Chaimed Aleph, read it to the Gemara. So the Mishnah said, he found the mace. So Prat Lamotzi, that if he knew that it was there, then this halacha of moving it, you know, to move it. If I happen to find a mace over there, so we have a right to assume, why is there a mace there? Probably they buried it there for temporary purposes. But if you knew that it was there, you have to assume that, I mean, it was a known fact that it was there. So then we should have known that it was temporary. We don't know that it was temporary. We have to assume that it was there. It was put there intentionally. But if we happen to find one, then what's going on over here? Okay. Mace. Prat lahorub. In a situation where we found the person, the body which is found, had not died but had been murdered. So the Mishnah says that the assumption that it was put there temporarily, that still might be true. But the Mishnah says you have to move it together with this thing called the tusa, which is the layer of earth underneath that. That doesn't apply in a case. They weren't masakin that halacha. That's not a dinderaisa. They weren't masakin it. Situation of a harug. Mushkov. I found the mace lying. Probably your shave. If the mace is buried, seated, so then we assume that the Jews do not bury like that. So this is not. So the halachas of Mishnah says if there's three of them, we get the din of shkunas kavaris, etc. Doesn't apply, and there's no din of tusa. You don't have to move. If you move it, you don't have to worry about this layer of earth underneath it as well. If the mace is buried with the head bent forward between the knees, so then again there's no din of moving it with the tusa or getting a shkunas kavaris. Okay. If we found the mace is buried and it's missing a limb, so the halacha is ain l'tfusa. Doesn't have a din of tfusa. It's moving it together with the earth underneath. Shkunas kavaris. Okay. Doesn't have a din of shkunas kavaris. Nazot gemara. So Tosis says that this halacha that doesn't have shkunas kavaris, it could be the halacha Moshe Sinai. So that Cholhani my time aloy. The other ones, why not? Because we say maybe it was a goy, and therefore it's not. There's no din of tefusa, and there's no din of shkunas kavaris.
Rabbi, we're saying this. I just want to make sure I have it correct. In every case, we're assuming the person's a Jew, except for the case where the mace is buried with the head between the legs.
No. Yoshev also, we're assuming that it's a goy.
Okay.
And the case of Yedua, that's not, it's not an issue of Jew versus Goy. That could be a case of a Jewish one. And the case of Harug, it goes into the din of Mesha Chaser. Because we assume probably in the case of a Harug that there's some part of the body which had been damaged. So he's a Mesha Chaser, doesn't have a din of Tusa. Or Shkunas Kavaris.
And they cut their
right thumbs with their teeth.
Was that the
Siddur Rosh? So Amr of Yehuda, Hamoitse Prat Lamotzi. Here's Rashbam. So the Rashbam explains.
We won't say.
What's it over here?
Oh, loy nashir loy namar. It didn't say. We won't say. Ella eif nashir.
Oh, there is no bas. So fine. Prat the yedua. I mean, motzi means it's known. Shim echad mehem yedua. So the Rashbam learns that this over here is not the din of it's kind of mokum, whether you're allowed to move it or not. But the Mishnah says over here, this halacha that gets shkunas kavoris. You happen to find three maisim, you say, what's going on over here? Must be this thing with shkunas kavoris. But one of the three was known.
Must be what?
It was shkunas kavoris. But if one of the three was known, and the other two were not, so that does not generate the halacha of shkunas kavoris. And the logic behind that, I'm going to assume, that we say when you find three, we say that must have been shkunas kavoris. So it's not logical that there was a shkunas kavoris here and you knew about one and not the other two. If it was a shkunas kavoris and you knew about one, you probably knew about the other ones as well. So I'm assuming that's his logic. Okay. Mei's problem with Horig, she ain't lo tfusa, but lo yishkuna, we shouldn't kick chaser dummy. We give a Horig the same thing as a chaser, Mei shechaser. The Morris says explicitly, does not have a din of tfusa, you don't have to move the earth when you move it, and there's no din of shkunas kavaris. Lachah Gimeri, that was the Masara that they were given. Mushka Pratla Yoshev Kedarker Pratla Yoshev Kedarker. So both of these, the Dilma of the Chavim Ninu Kimushal Nikburu Kedin, since they weren't buried the proper way to bury them, we assume that they're not Jewish and they don't have the Dilma Tumus or Shkunas Kavaris.
And these Levim that talks about in the Mishnah are from those.
Okay. So the Matzah Shnayim, Rosh Hashanah, Bitzad Markalosim Shalzeh. Rosh Hashanah, Bitzad Markalosim Shalzeh. So they're buried in different directions. So the head of one is parallel to the feet of the other. So Ainlan Tefusa Blushkunas Kavaris. So that's not, that doesn't have a din of Tefusa or the din of Shkunas Kavaris. So again, we assume they weren't Jewish. So had they been Shkunas Kavaris, they all would have been buried the same way. But Matzah Shloisha, now this is the case we had before. So there's one which is known and two which just happened to chance upon now. The Gersa of the Russians are Echad Tchila V'Shnayim Yiduim. We happened, or there was one which is now just found, but there was two which were known. So again, Elam Tefusa Ve'elam Shkunas Kavaris. So it doesn't have the Tefusa if you move them, and no Dina Shkunas Kavaris. Maisa Berebi Yeshevov. So there's a story with Rebbe Yeshevov. Shembodak Umotza Shnai Meduim Vechat Kila Bikish Lasoysen Shkunas Kavaris. So he had the three mason, so he assumes they had the Shkunas Kavaris, that's also to move them, etc. And so Amar Lo Rikiva Kolchi Yagata Larik Yagata, this attempt that you are making the Shkunas Kavaris is for no purpose. Okay. La Mishkan Skabar is El the Gimel Yeduin, El Shloshin Tzechila. If you have three null mesim, so that they were set as a shkunas kavaris, so that's fine. Or the case of our mishnah, we found three unknown ones, but two known ones and one unknown, or two unknown and one known, does not create shkunas kavaris. So I'm just noticing Tosfos. Tosfos says that the Rashbam says it's Lacha Moshe Mesinai. And the Re says a logic like we were saying before. See the Tosfos. Echad Yidu B'Shnayim Humaisa Ata B'Tchila Ein L'Shkunas Kavaris. One was known, and he finds two new ones, or vice versa. Pirush Rashbam, Lacha Moshe Mesinai. The thought of Shkunas Kavaris, no logic behind it. It's a Lacha Moshe Mesinai. Repirish Tambedaber, he says, no, there's a logic. They know Leimer Shkunas Kavaris, Ubesa Kavaris, saw you. That this was a place designated for burial. Hel Benik Risham Gimel Mesim, based on the fact that there's three people buried there. Kimed Echa, Noedet Chila. If one of them was already known, he said the ain daita hoyel fanoisim relisa masham the kavrei. If it's true that the other ones were buried there with intent to the shor should be the issue the shor sham kavrei to leave them there. Kech yidua lano echad he yidum lano oisim sheimai. We should have known about all three. Why only one? So it doesn't make sense that this is a Shkunas Kavaris.
Where's this Jimmy?
Tosh is Echad Yudua. Let's see the Rosh. Rosh is Shalzeh, Betan Margolos is Shalzeh. So they're buried in different directions. Ain Derech Yisrael, the Kor Kach Mesim. So the Jews do not bury their Mesim multi directional. Echad Yudua Beis Tchila. Pir Shahoy Yudua Hakever. So now in the scenario that it was Yadua, if we know for sure it was buried there, that it should stay, so of course you can't move it. No, it was known that it was there, but we don't know about Yadua im nikra sham the shame kever or the fishah v'hayidaita lifnoisa. We don't know what the intent was. We just found the other two now. They do have a din of tefusa. No, we have a gears of elim tefusa. Yeah. But the elam shkuna, v'yochel afrosi misham. If you can move them, kimish lahayu shloshin minyan echad. Since they were not all the same, known or not known, ain terlin shidik b'sham l'shem kever. Shreinim to beis shedim yiduim. If it had been a place which is designated for kavaris, we should have known about it. So we knew what the other one. If the three were all known, or three were just found now, also the same kavura hun chu sham. So we assume they were put there for kavura. Okay. So the Gemara. Not limit to susan. So we take it with the tusa. So hechidam mitzvusa. Now the way the Rosh explains hechidam mitzvusa, it does usually hechidam means what exactly is the tusa. But rather over here, the question is that's the more's next question. But like, where does this concept of tusa come from? That you take part of the earth with it. So I'm reading Amar Kara, but it's sesanim mitzrayim, but kratanim bekurasam that Yaakov told Yosef. Yosef told the brothers that you should take me out of Mitzrayim. No, I'm sorry. Yaakov told Yosef, take me out of Mitzrayim. You should be noisy me from Mitzrayim. and bury me in the kvura of the avos. So totally me, you should take me Mitzrayim. Totally me, take me Mitzrayim from Mitzrayim. Take part of the earth with.
How do we know?
The word of Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim is extra. Where it says, "V'kama shir tfusa." So, what is this din of tfusa? What's called tfusa? You take the earth from underneath where the mace is. So, the mace has been put down to be on the ground, to be, you know, to stay there for temporary kavura. Now, we're moving him, so you have to take the ground with him. Some more says, Pirish Rebbe Elazar, Natal Ofer Tichuach, Mechavir Bipsula Gimel Etzbos. You take all the loose earth which is underneath it, and then you take the virgin earth which has not been dug. To a depth of 3 etzbos. Okay. Meisve. Become a shir tfusa. So Bryce says, what's a shir tfusa? Pirsh Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadik. So the Rabbi Elazar before. Was not the Girsa was not Rabbi Tzadik. That was Rabbi Elazar the Amora, and now we're asking from a Braisa that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik, who's a Tana, says that the Girsa over here is Neutel as Hakismin Ves Hakisosis. You take the if there was an oran there, you take the splinters of the oran, which is the oran has decomposed. You take the splinters from that. And kasasas are pieces of clods of earth. So it doesn't mention that this whole idea of taking part of the virgin earth underneath it. Now. Vizark is abadoyin. Umanich is a sveikus. Anything which you know for sure was not part of the mace, you can discard. You don't have to worry about. But you leave the if anything which is masubik about, you leave as part of the mace that you have to take it with it. Some are splinters and ksosis are clods of earth. What? If they buried it in an oran, so you have to take you find splinters of wood, you take those splinters of the oran. Okay. V'hashar mitzdarif. So there's a loch which you had before of Maloy Tarbid Rekev. If you find the mace is decomposed, and you find like it's just the dust of the mace there, so if it fills up a tarbid, which is a very large spoon of that generates tumah. So the if the mace was we said before, that's only if the mace is buried without clothing, so there's no clothing mixing in, and there's no wood mixing in. It's in an orange or shayish. It's in a marble stone kever. So there's no decomposition of the wood. So just the mace. And now the bottom broke through, and we find we're trying to take away. We want to clear out the place for no concern of tum and tahara. So we're taking out that offer. So everything else which is there is mitzvah of the Rebbe Yonah Shalmeis. Now the gears over here is of the Gra. Mishar mitzvah of the Maloy Tarbin Va'oid Offer Kvoris. So, but the Brisa says that the din of Tefusa, which is the first point of the Brisa, doesn't mention the loose earth and the virgin earth, which has not been dug into three etzbos. Just as you take the clods of earth. So, Zakash and Rabbi Elazar. So, my answer is, Hu Damer Ki Hai Tana. Rabbi Elazar has a different Tana which supports him. The Tanya of Kamashar Tuso. Rabbi Yechon Mishum Ben Azai. There's a Gears of Pierce Rabbi Yechon. Mishum Ben Azai, not to offer Tichuach, Bechever, Bibsula Shalosh's books. Dr. Rush. Hechi Dami Tavusa. Pirish Hechi Chazinan Shesarach Litol Imoi. So the question is not what exactly is the Tavusa, what exactly is this concept of Tavusa, where does it come from? Mitzrayim told me, take the part of the earth of the Mitzrayim with me. May offer our orits from the ground. Me tour the Mitzrayim Kedorish. The Vedarshi is based on the extra word. What do you need me Mitzrayim? So the extra word Mitzrayim told me take from Mitzrayim with. So why Gimlet's Bose? The liquids of the mace will seep down to a depth of 3 etzbos. So that's why they gave a shear of the offer of Gimlet's Bose. Now it can't be, we said before, there's cases where we don't worry about tefusa, so it can't be a chashash of tumah at the raisa level, that there's a liquid here that generates tumah, because liquid mace doesn't generate tumah. But in the cases where there's a din of tefusa, this is, makes sense that that's the shear is given to both, because that's how much the mace, as it were, is typhface. He sort of like holds on to. So the gears are not Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik like we have in our Gemara in parentheses, but rather just Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar Amarahu. This is Rabbi Elazar the Amara. And how I know the Parich lay the gears, it should be Parich, not Parish. Because the next time the more asked on him from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik. The more says he's only going by Ben Azai. So this is obviously not Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik right now, this is somebody else. So it's somebody else, and it's an Amar, because you're asking cash on him. If he's a Tana, he can argue. So it's Rabbi Elazar the Amar.
He's a Tana.
The more brings a statement from Rabbi Elazar, the more asks on him from a Braiser. If this Rabbi Elazar was Rabbi Elazar the Tana, what are you asking? Cashes him from a Braiser. He's a Tana, he can argue. So mostly this is Rabbi Elazar the Amara, not Rabbi Elazar the Tana. So therefore, number one, you're not garish Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik, who was a Tana. Number two, you don't ask Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik from a Braiser of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik. Number three, If it'd be a Tana, you wouldn't be asking him from a Braisa. So it must be it's Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik, number one. And number two, which Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar the Amor, or not Rabbi Elazar the Tana? Rabbi Elazar ben Pados was an Amor, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua was a Tana. A Kisbin is, Ketzitza should be, I think, probably the Girsa. Kisme Eitzim Shalah Oren. You have little splinters of the wood from the Oren. It's a Kazosis, Kimoy, Kazos, it's a Dama, clods of earth. The Eshim Worship Shay Noistim, Baoren, Mine, he has a Girsa Mine, Kiyuye. Ubisamim Kaisisais, they wasn't referring to the clouds of earth underneath it, but in the Oren they would put sometimes clouds of earth, which were had like a smell to them, a good smell. Okay, so now the Rosh is just using the word, the word where you find the word Kaisis says, "Come a couple of Esther Kaisis says to the Mayor, Perik Morcha Paris." So they, when they would buy, if I recall correctly, is saying when they would buy grain. The part of the way they preserve the grain, they would put like these clods of clay of a certain type, which would help preserve and maintain the grain. So Lawson over there is Lawson Kaisis, as was referred to these pieces of earth which were had some type of chemical in them. So the same over here, they would have a smell in them, a nice smell in them. Sail in the regards to these you have to take with Shal Yitamu Hanoigim Behem. Those who touch it shouldn't become tame. Some Mishum Gerla Badaifik, because it's Shab Nivla Behem Merla Mace. So the Ksamim were part of the Oren. So that's the girl in the Daifik, which become tame. The cover and the sides. And the curse is because they sat with the mace, they would absorb from the moil of the mace. The dark is a vatai. Don't you do a shenum in a mace? So much he knows that it's not part of the mace, he can discard. The guy made him a tame, you don't have to worry about him a tame. Bashar mitzar from the right, Binyanoi, the right, Akav, Atsamas, Ilmoy Tabad Rekav. Everything else there, we assume it's part of the mace. So it'll be part of the. He knows his shirts from the mace. If there's a question of the roiv minion or binion of the mace, of the bones, we assume it's from the bones of the mace. The body has decomposed. She just has the bones. This thing over here, we're not. It seems to me it's part of the bones, so it might be crushed. But it counts for the roiv minion or the roiv binion, or the din of roiv atzamis. L'mar tavu rekiv kigun shenikra meisorim, in a case where the mace was buried orim. So lachas tavu rekiv only applies in a case where the mace is buried without clothing. Baron sheish shalshayish in an orim of marble, so nothing else got mixed in. So the din of offer tavu rekiv that it requires nothing else mixed in. That's when it generates it. But if we have a tavu rekiv of offer and that gets mixed in with other offer afterwards, that's tame. It's just in the generation of it, when it's being generated, it has to be just of the mace, nothing else mixed in. But once it is has a din of tuma on it, even if it gets mixed into something else. So now, benifchas oren mitachta, the bottom of the oren, which is made out of marble, broke off. There is a hole in it, and now biyotzim irak vusoi dercha bechas. And this rakvuvis of the mace fell down into the ground. So now, therefore, ha'ofer shatachas or mitachtav who suffik imit me offer ha'oritzu. Omir rakvuvis hamace. That's the Sufik. So the din of the Vaday, it's part of the mace, what's inside. What's below is a Sufik, but that still has an Tumah now, so you have to take it. Okay.
And the level of Tumah is a vehicle.
Tell me about oil. Yeah.
Just like the mace.
Something more. So the mission says that you're boedic, you have to be boedic for 20 amas. So the more so a bodak, a person was checking in a field, upana, and he moved one of the mace, and he found one mace in a field, so he moved it. Barak upana, he found a second mace in the field and he moved it. Barak ba'ashkach, and now he checked it, he found the third time a mace in the field, so now he knows it was a shchunas kavoris. Correctly, so he allowed, was allowed to move the first two. But now that he found the third one, he realizes this is a shchunas kavoris. So the first two shouldn't have moved either, but that's what's done is done. But do we argue now? Well, there's only one here, so it's not shchunas kavoris anymore. So he's not to move it. He says no. Loi haima fanele, he can't move this one. He cannot move this one to where he put the other two because it belongs here. But below honey tray, the guy behind God. But now that he moved the other two. Each one, he moved it to once you move it, you move it to a permanent resting place. So he designated that place for them to be buried. So, well, now we realize it was wrong to move them. So let's bring them back. No, you can't bring them back because you put them there as for their cavern. So, well, honey tray, the other two you can't exhume them. They got to be haichad back to this one. Okay. Saying you can't move, you don't say since you move two, you don't bring the two back, you don't move the one now to where the other two are, you don't move the other two back to where the one is. Yeah. Ikad Amri, second version of Rabbi says no. So the mission says you find one, so you find three, it's a shchunas kavoris if you haven't moved them yet. But if you already moved the first two, behater, you ought to move the third one also. The Morris says, I don't understand. Well, Ishtabino Shunas Kavoris. Why isn't it Shunas Kavoris? Now you realize it was Shunas Kavoris, and they're buried there to be there. And the law, you can't move a mace once it was buried there for permanent, with intent to leave it there permanently. It's only mutter to move it. It was chila buried with intent to be temporary. But now you know that's not true. So how can you move the third one? We would like to leave. We have a situation now. We have two mason over there and one mason over here. We've generated, so that's like multiple areas of tuma. We would like to be metarish as much as possible and move the number three to where the other two are, and that'll be basic work. And this area will be now be tor. So if we can find an excuse, we're going to find an excuse and do that. So the excuse is that the first two removed the heter, and means it comes up now. We realize it was shunus kavoris, but in real time he didn't know that, and he moved the beheter. So you had beheter to break up the status of shunus kavoris over here. As it turns out, we didn't know that's what we're doing, but that's what we did. So that allows us to move number three also. Sucks. The rush. So Kedin, he did it appropriately. Nimsa Kebrecha. The person found one kever. Upinal Misham, and he moved it. Lahava Yudea Shahayasham kever. It should be probably Acher or something like that. Shu Baruch Hamotza Acher. Now you found another one. Pino Misham. Shu Motza Kever Gimel. Now you found the third one. Lahai Mefana Gabihanav. And Yochel Lefana said Gimel Mikan. So the first version of Rabbi said you can't move number three. Ki Hover Adaver Shehen Shulas Kavoris. Now it was realized that this is Shulas Kavoris, which is also to move. But you don't move the other two back here. But he's not mechiv to bring the other two back. It wasn't known that it was shunus kavoris, so there's no chiv to bring it back. And then once you're not mechiv to bring it back, I'm assuming you shouldn't bring it back.
The
first two were done rishus because he had none of the third ones, so he had a right to move number one, number two. Therefore, mafana gam agimol misham, he can take number three away as well. So Mori asks, we should establish its status as shkunas kavaris. Now it was clarified that it was shkunas kavaris. Really, how can he move number three? So. Some more answers. Amrish Lakish, Ila Matza Matzo. What does it do over here? Ila Matzo Matiru S. Eretz Yisrael. But Ila Muetis, with even a minimal excuse, with Sora Katana, and not with any great logic, we're still going to be Matir, Tir Eretz Yisrael, Mishum Kahanim Vasitaris. So, if we can find an excuse to minimize the areas of Tuma, because we have people which are involved in Truma and Taurus, etc., we want to do so. So, okay, that's our reason why we're doing this. But what's the excuse? Well, Hakanami said over here the excuse is Kiman should be shoes. Pina should be Pina Habez, the first to remove Beheter. Number three is permitted to move as well. Well, Dami the Kever Yadua does Lafanoise. Then can you deal with case of a Kever Yadua? Well, I need to move it. Well, that it was put there, and that's its marker. But over here, since it wasn't known with Mitchila, so I could have argued that it's something else. And the other two take Rishus, so this one's also good. We also Rishus for this one as well.
Rabbi, will this continue on and on just for a fourth and a fifth and a sixth? Obviously, they weren't known, but.
According to the Ikad Army of Rava, I would assume so. He moved one, two, and three. Now he finds a fourth.
Then he finds a fourth. He gets a fourth based on the first three, I guess.
So, according to the second law of Rabba, once you move the other ones, Beheter, you can move the next one, Beheter, also. I would assume so.
On and on and on.
Yeah.
But if you start off, Lo Yadua.
Yeah, we're talking about everything was in the case of law yidua, right?
Right. You see a field, you're like, oh, I want to plant my stuff for you. No idea what the field is. You find one. All right, I'm going to move the guy. Two. Wait a minute. Three, four, five. I mean, just it goes on and on.
Okay. Let's hold this here.